Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and normally I'm alongside the inimitable Mike Salmon. I'm not sure if Mike will know what that is, but that's okay. But today I'm with Stephen Julian.
And
Stephen,
it is definitely not normal today because I'm here. Is that what you're saying, John?
It is abnormal, but that's okay. It's a good abnormal.
The abnormal Stephen Julian.
The abnormal Stephen Julian has made the trek over from Gwinnett Business Radio.
Yes.
To fill in for Mike, who's off on assignment or somewhere.
Who is amenable somewhere.
He's amenable. Yes.
He's looking it up.
Charmingly so, right?
Yes. But happy to be here, John. Thank you so much for having me.
I always love being with you.
It's always fun.
Yeah.
It's always fun.
We always try to make it fun. But for those that don't know you over here in North Fulton, why don't you give a brief introduction?
Sure. So I'm Stephen Julian. I am a co-host on Gwinnett Business Radio X or Gwinnett Business Radio, the show on Business Radio X and Gwinnett Studio. I also co-host the Tiffany Kruman Show when I'm not doing those things. My day job is as a independent financial advisor. I cannot give the firm name over the air without getting compliance approval. So just search me on Facebook, LinkedIn, all those things. You can find out more about what I do. But happy to be here. Happy to co-host with you. Excited about our guest today.
Yeah, we've got a great show today. But before we get into that, you need to tell everybody about where we are, right?
Absolutely. This North Fulton Business Radio X takes place at Digital Ignition. Digital Ignition is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. Nestled within a 45,000 square foot building is an open floor plan with co-working office space, dedicated desks, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, a video recording studio, a fantastic break room with outdoor patio, and all the fresh ground coffee you can drink, I have yet to have.
Sounds like you have had some.
But I can smell it and it smells great, so I'm sure it tastes great. If you want great co-working as well as space which impresses investors, customers, and future employees or clients, visit digitalignition.com and find out more about it.
Outstanding. Thank you, Stephen. And our first guest today is Joel Docking. Joel is with Chewy's Tex-Mex. Joel, welcome to the show.
Yeah, glad to be here today.
So tell us about Chewy's Tex-Mex.
Well, Chewy's Tex-Mex is a restaurant chain based out of Austin, Texas. This will be our fourth unit here in the metro Atlanta area. We have one at Perimeter, one at Kennesaw, one over by Cumberland Mall. And this one, the newest one that I'll be running is over by the Avalon off Old Belton Parkway, North Fulton County. We're real excited to be in the area. Being in Atlanta, I've lived in Atlanta for over 13 years. So we're excited to be over here and bring some fresh Tex-Mex to the area, which is pretty exciting for us.
Now, I'm pretty excited for you to be here too, in Alpharetta, because I'm a fan of Chewy's, I have to admit, and I'm tired of going to the Perimeter. Not that that's not a great location, but it's great to have you in Alpharetta, so welcome. But tell us a little bit about what makes Chewy's different from other Tex-Mex restaurants.
Well, Chewy's has a little niche that a lot of places, a lot of chain restaurants don't have, and even Mexican restaurants. We do everything from scratch. And when I mean everything, I mean everything. We have a freezer inside the restaurant. It's the size of your refrigerator at your house. We keep ice cream and french fries in it. And that's all. Everything we do, we hand pull our own chicken. We shred our own cheese. We shred our own lettuce. We hand roll our own tortillas. And it's a staple mark when you walk into any Chewy's. You'll see the ladies that we have that will hand roll the tortillas right in the middle of the dining room. So it's pretty amazing. No one can touch us in the freshness of our food. We get fresh produce delivered every day. We make our 10 signature sauces that are just amazing. I believe our queso, I tell everybody our queso is good on cardboard. So, I mean, it's that good.
I might have to take you up on that, Joel. I don't want you to throw any of your competitors under the bus, but clearly you guys do have a fresh niche. If other Tex-Mex restaurants are out there saying we've got fresh ingredients, what's the norm, right? What's the normal expectation of a Tex-Mex restaurant if they have some freshness?
Well, again, the norm of what we do, and I can speak to what we do, is that we bring in, we don't, like, I'll give an example of our queso. We don't open up a can of cheese sauce and throw some tomatoes and jalapenos in it and say queso. We take two of our signature sauces, which are green chili sauce and our ranchero sauce, which we roast Roma tomatoes in-house. We blend it down with tomatoes, with green peppers, with onions, fresh cilantro, fresh lime juice. We mix those together. Then we shred our own cheese and add it to it and melt it down. We'll do anywhere between 30 to 40 gallons of queso a day.
Wow.
And we won't make it all in the morning. We will make it throughout the day. We'll make it four or five times fresh. We talk about fresh in the moment, not fresh for that day.
Nice. So John was saying that he was happy about this new Alpharetta location because he didn't necessarily like going to the perimeter. So I'm a Gwinnett guy. That just means I don't travel anywhere, apparently, because I've never been to Chewy's. So talk a little bit about the Alpharetta story and why you guys chose Alpharetta. And then you can tag on to that to someone who's never been, and I should be forgiven first, and just tell me what I'm missing out on.
Okay, well, Alpharetta was a kind of a no-brainer for us. The area up here is such a growing market in the area. There's so many new businesses and everything like that. And we scout locations when we go out and looking around different areas. We look for areas that don't necessarily have what we have to offer. And we came to the area, and there's a lot of great restaurants in the area. I mean, I've eaten it at probably 15 or 20 of the Mexican restaurants in the area already. But what we have to offer is different in the freshness, in the hand. There's not that many Mexican restaurants or Tex-Mex restaurants that do hand rolled tortillas. They either get them prepackaged or they get them the dough already made. We make the dough in house again, and we make it two or three times a day. It's pretty amazing that way. But Alpharetta was kind of a no brainer. Just the demographics. And the location is great. You know, we're right on Old Milton Parkway, right next to the Avalon. You know, you can't miss us to drive by us. And again, I believe that we have the best happy hour in town too, and the best margaritas. So that's just a little.
John, we're going to cut this show early. I'm going to go to lunch at Chewy's. I'm sorry to our other two guests.
Well, you know,
continue
what?
This interview.
We would cut it short, but Joel brought us some food. So
oh,
we are lucky.
How did I not eat it before the show? Oh, I was having coffee.
I wasn't going to tell you that, Ignition. But anyway, I was going to keep that to myself.
I did bring the queso for you.
There you go.
All right, go on.
So, Joel, talking about happy hour, when the city fathers and mothers of Alpharetta heard that you were bringing 165 jobs to Alpharetta, right? So talk about that.
Yeah, we're real excited about, again, we're happy to bring, I've been in the restaurant business for 37 years and to the point where in my career where I've gotten to, but I started as a busboy and a dishwasher, and we're bringing 165 jobs to the area just for that. Kids that are looking for, Chewy's has a tremendous amount of growth. We're opening 12 to 15 restaurants a year. We're hopeful that this one's going to do well, so we'll have more in the metro Atlanta area as well. And the story I always tell is that, somewhere along the line when we were all coming up and getting jobs, someone came before you and made that job or that opportunity for you. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to create an opportunity for some young people now. But then, when we're still open 20 years from now, kids that are not even born are going to be able to have jobs with us. And we're excited about presenting that opportunity to Alpharetta.
Okay, so opening day. You want to talk about opening day?
Absolutely. Our opening day is Tuesday, December 19th. We open at 11 a.m. and we'll be ready to rock and roll. Some events leading up to that, we do have our friends and family testing events the weekend before, a VIP function that we have an invitation only the Monday before we open. But as of December 19th, we're going to rock and roll and serve some wild Tex-Mex to Alpharetta.
So one other thing that I found in the research for this show to ask you about is not only are you guys fresh in your ingredients, but you're also kind of fresh in your location. So John's talked about being at one location. Some of our listeners in the area said, oh yeah, I know Chewy's at this location. But it's not, you've got a saying about that.
Absolutely.
Talk about that.
Well, we have a little saying that we put on the front door. If you've seen one Chewy's, you've seen one Chewy's. We have a lot of different funkiness to our locations. Our first one is...
Is that an official...
That's a funkiness to the locations.
It's in the standard operating procedures
Absolutely.
Of the company. Go ahead.
The first one was built in Austin, Texas, and is still there. And it was actually a build out of an old 1920s gas station. The first one, the men's room was outside. You had to walk outside the building to go to the men's room. And the women's room was a closet, which you actually had to turn to the side to actually get into. They've since done some remodeling and made it a little wet. But we do some funky things inside the restaurant. We have a hubcap room. That's all I'll say. You have to come visit to see what the hubcap room is all about. We have 1,278 and 3/19 wooden hand-carved, hand-painted fish that we hang from the ceiling that start at the front door, go into our cocktail area.
And this is your location.
This is my location. Okay. Now, not everyone has 1,278 and 3/19.
3/19.
Yeah, and I'll explain that later someday. I came from the Lafayette, Louisiana location. We had 1,071 and a half. So, but those are hand-carved, hand-painted fish that we get from the same family, third-generation family, in a little town outside of Mexico City that still hand-paint and hand-carve our fish. Those are the little funky stories. There's a lot of little funky stories. The Elvis story. Elvis is the unofficial patron saint of Chuy's, and we celebrate his birthday every January.
Can I get queso in the hubcap room?
You certainly can.
In a hubcap? That's
Well, okay. we have.
That's what I'm thinking.
We make it real simple. We only have three rules at Chuy's, and you hit on rule number one. Do whatever you can for the customer.
Okay.
So I will serve you queso in a hubcap if that's really what you...
Okay, as long as it's clean.
Absolutely. I'll clean it myself.
Okay, interesting.
So let's talk a little bit about community involvement. Because I know that's important to Chuy's system-wide. So yes, talk about what you've got planned here for Alpharetta.
Well, every Chuy's is able to pick out its own local charity. We like to keep the presence local. Our one in the first one in Barton Springs does St. Jude's. So they're very, very active with them. Here in Atlanta, all four restaurants have partnered up with Camp Sunshine, which is a great local charity here in Atlanta that helps with children's cancer. We're so proud to be a partner with them. Our Redfish Rally, which we introduced Alpharetta, that we raised over $700 just at that small Redfish Rally for them. Our goal prior to opening, and if anyone comes to the VIP party or the friends and family, the food is free. Alcohol, we do charge for alcohol, but 100% of those proceeds of those nights go directly to Camp Sunshine. Our goal for that is to present them with a check for over those three nights of over $10,000. So we're looking forward to do that.
Great work.
Yeah. So we've been speaking with Joel Docking from Chuy's Tex-Mex. They're opening up a fourth location here in the metro area in Alpharetta. Joel, John keeps asking you questions. I'm just ready to eat. So I think the last question I'm going to ask you is for everybody listening, tell everybody exactly where the store is located and what the hours are going to be and give the open date again and how they can get in touch with you to get a table for December 19th and beyond.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to be located at 2560 Old Milton Parkway, and that's in Alpharetta. It's right at the crossroads of Westside Parkway and Old Milton. You can reach, right now, we're still working on the phone lines getting in there, but I can give you a phone number, 678-549-0261. You can reach me directly and I can try to set you up to get you in the door. And again, our opening date is Tuesday, December 19th. We open at 11 a.m. We look forward to seeing everybody out there.
Fantastic.
Great stuff. We look forward to being there. Joel, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Stephen, I've got a question to ask you.
Yes, sir.
Are you tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business?
Amen, brother. Preach on.
Okay. Then Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. They handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. They handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and workers' comp reporting, and more. They don't just process payrolls. They build relationships. For more information, visit proactivepayroll.rocks, R-O-C-K-S, or call 404-410-0031.
That's a great answer to your question.
That you're tired and frustrated?
Yes. I'm going to visit them and call them.
Well, I've got someone that may be able to help you sooner than that.
Oh, I like it.
Because we've got Dr. Nikki Tobias, and Nikki is with Grounded Vision, and she aids in such
personal
issues.
Struggles.
Yeah, yes. That's right. So I think the timing is beautiful.
How much time do we have on this show?
Not enough for
not
you,
enough for
but,
me,
but she'll
our
be,
listeners.
Yes, yeah. But yeah. She's available afterwards, Stephen. So, Nikki, tell us more about what it is that you do specifically.
You know, I do a lot of speaking in my life, and never have I followed a restaurateur. And so while everybody's hungry, I have to try to get your energy and attention back. I'm actually a life, career, and executive coach. And the simple answer is I help people get what they want. And so whether that's better relationships or better communication, a different job, a different career, a more organized house. I mean, you name it. Whatever somebody says they want, we'll work to figure out how to get it for them.
So sometimes I would think people come to you with their symptoms, maybe, and part of what you have to do to begin with is really figure out what the real problem is, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I think there's a lot of us that are unfulfilled, but we haven't taken the time to figure out what it is that we're actually wanting. Instead, you know, it's easy to focus on this part doesn't feel good. I don't love going to my job. My relationship is suffering, whether it's a relationship with a significant other or your children or your parents. You know, we're certainly in a world now where people are caring for both their children and their parents. And that's it creates a lot of complexity in our lives. And so part of the first step that I do with anybody is figure out, help them get clarity about what their goals really are. What is missing? And how do we get out of living in that scarcity mentality about all the things that are not there and move into the place of abundance and what is there and what is possible? So we work on getting clarity about what their goals actually are. Then we'll work to create a strategy to achieve those goals. And then the point of long-term coaching, somebody chooses long-term coaching, is that sort of accountability and motivation on the journey. Because it's really easy. When somebody gets a vision for what they want in their life, nothing's going to stop them. Nothing's going to get in the way of that. The problem is we don't often get that vision. But here's the thing. We get that vision. We get all fired up. It's like many of us have ever been to a conference. You get really excited and you come back and you're ready to take on the world. And you just learned all this stuff and you're super excited. And then, you know, life happens and the car runs out of gas and you get a flat tire and, you know, your kid gets in trouble at school. And all of a sudden that vision gets cloudy and it feels farther away. And so the advantage of long-term coaching is we get to keep that vision front and center. We get to keep having that conversation about what it is you really want. And that isn't to say sometimes our lives don't take a hard left. I mean, there are just times when things happen and the vision changes. And that's totally appropriate. And for some people, the very best thing. But the point of coaching is to have somebody to have that honest conversation with and that wants nothing more for you than your own success and your wellness. And I would argue there are only two people that's true of in our world, coaches and counselors, that don't have an agenda about anything but your wellness and your happiness and your success.
Nikki, I'm going to be as practical as I possibly can for people who are listening and people who you come in contact with. Does it start with, does it need to be a face-to-face meeting? Can it be a phone call? Where does, and is it, you kind of started by talking about helping them clarify their goals. I'm wondering, does it start with, I'm going to throw all my stuff out on the table in front of you and then you tell me what you could do for me? How does it actually start a good coaching relationship with you?
Yeah. So what's really great about coaching is you can absolutely do it in person, but you can do it on the phone and you can do it in video. I mean, technology nowadays makes just about anything possible. I actually had a client in Jamaica for many, many months, a young lady who was starting a coaching practice, ironically. So you could be anywhere in the world, which makes it pretty fun for me as an entrepreneur and pretty fun for them to stay on course as they're doing what they need to do. You know, I think, Stephen, it's a question of how much somebody wants to go into laying it all out on the line. It's not a counseling relationship, although I have a counseling degree. I didn't choose to pursue a counseling licensure. So I think somebody can go into their past as much as they're comfortable or as much as they feel like it fits. But coaching is really about today and all the tomorrows more than it is about all the yesterdays. So I'm happy to go there with somebody if they feel like they want to go there. Necessary if somebody says, I'd rather leave something behind.
Great answer. So a follow-up question to that is you kind of started the interview by saying you help people get what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a particular type of client that you have found really clicks with you better than others?
Yeah.
Because I think all of us in this room, if we were real honest, we'd go, yeah, coaching could really help me.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's a matter of fit. Sometimes, can you give a little advice on that? And in that also, again, who's the best, who've been good fits for you?
some people say, is it only women? Is it only a certain age? I don't really buy into any of that. For me, it's about somebody who's reflective and introspective and ready to do the work, because coaching isn't about doing the work for you. Like, let's say you come to me and you want to find a new job. You're not happy in your job. I mean, I can coach you about how to write a resume and I can review it for you, but you're going to write it. And you're going to do an interview, although we could practice mock interviewing. You want to have a different relationship or communicate differently with your, I can coach you through that, but you're going to have the difficult conversation when the time comes. And I'm not going to be there with you when that happens. And so, you know, it's about somebody who's willing to do the work for themselves, willing to be unstuck, willing to have discomfort every now and then, willing to be reflective and introspective, and to take some risks. If we knew how to do it, if we could fix it, we would have already. So the point is somebody with a new perspective coming in and saying, wait, say that again. 2 and 2 didn't equal 4 right there. Like, let's clarify that piece. Or where did that thought process come from? Or here's where those pieces are incongruent or out of alignment for me. And that usually brings incredible light and clarity to someone's thought. They didn't even realize they thought that way. They didn't even realize they were stuck in that rut. And now all of a sudden, sometimes that simple thought process, that light bulb moment can change everything.
We're speaking with Dr. Nikki Tobias. And Nikki is a life, career, and executive coach with Grounded Vision. And Nikki, what you just said struck me, because it sounds like you subscribe to the philosophy that people really already have the answers mm-hmm. to a lot of their questions and a lot of their problems, but you really help bring those out.
Yeah, I think it's a two-prong fork. There are coaches that will only handhold. There are coaches that will only sort of kick you around a little. Having a background in counseling, but also a background in an awful lot of crisis management means I really do both. And there are times when you need some handholding and some nurture, and there are times when you need somebody to say, you didn't do your homework before our session. Like, that's not on me. What are we going to do this time? And how is that going to be different? Or you committed to doing X, Y, and Z before we talked again. How'd you do? How'd that go? And to have those conversations. But, you know, I do believe that people know what's best for them, and it isn't the role of a coach to ever provide advice. Although sometimes I think that there are resources and perspectives, like we talked about earlier. I might be able to say, you know, I heard you say this. And they're like, did I? Yeah, you really did 3 times. Let's process that out a little bit.
So we've talked a little bit about individuals coming to work with you. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about business owners who have staffs.
Mm-hmm.
Staffs. Not sure
yes.
if I said it right. But mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about your opportunity to speak to groups, speak inside of businesses, around businesses. What do you offer there?
Yeah, I really fell into speaking, but I get pretty rave reviews about sort of motivational speaking and really being able to shoot straight with people, but have it be fun and engaging and interactive. I happen to teach a class at the University of Georgia. My students may or may not agree with the statement I just made 3 days a week. But
Have access to their evaluations?
No. And I actually have some football players on my team too, so I really try hard to keep everybody's attention after a big Saturday game when I see them Monday morning. But you know, and anybody can bring any speaker, and you can pay them tens of thousands of dollars, and you can fly them in from wherever. But the truth is, there's amazing talent in this area. There are amazing speakers right here that can do staff development for you. And one of the things I learned when I used to work in residence life, my first crisis management sort of roles, is, you know, I could do all this training for all these resident assistants and I could say the most amazing things, but I bring any of you with a different face in to say the same exact thing, and those kids thought you walked on water. And I would think, I've been telling you this for years. Why are you listening to them? And then I really realized that I just chose everybody else and gave those people scripts and said, you come say what I want to say to my students that have probably learned faster. But that's part of it. You as a supervisor could be saying something, could have a goal, could have a dream, could have your own vision. And either you're having a hard time articulating it, or because all your staff members are a diverse group of people, they're not hearing it in the way you're saying it. Just bringing somebody else in to say that same thing or to have a similar conversation, or maybe to facilitate some conversations between you and some staff members that haven't been going well. Just that different perspective, a different eye on it, it can change the game.
Nikki, if you don't mind, maybe you can give us a success story. Somebody that you've worked with that you really made great progress with, obviously no names, but where you think you've made a big difference.
She said football players come into her class on Monday and are actually engaged. So that's a big success story.
You know, that's point, actually.
No.
Yes.
They're excellent student athletes with a lot on their plates.
Amen.
I think people really undersell all that they go through. You know, it's a funny one. A good friend of mine actually offered to be a guinea pig for me when I was in my life coach certification. And she was really having trouble, was on the cusp of feeling like she was going to start hoarding. like that she really had trouble getting rid of things. And she has a young child and she's married. And we really just talked about what it was like to give things up or to throw things away and what she made that mean and the whole scarcity mentality about it in the sense that there wouldn't be enough coming. And so we had lots of philosophical conversations about it. And then just some really honest, like, what do we do with these receipts? And what happens when this certain magazine comes into the house? How long are we going to keep it? What do we do after? And so it was a real combination, again, of philosophy and mind management, along with some practical practices. And it's changed the game for her. That was a year and a half ago. And I mean, just her house is different now than it was then.
Nikki, we joked at the beginning of the interview that I have way too many issues for you to be able to help with. But I actually think you would be able to help. And so I could set up a call or a FaceTime chat. You could do one-on-ones at your office. Mm-hmm. You are also available to come speak in businesses. Are we missing anything? I assume as an entrepreneur who's good with technology, I'm assuming there's some Facebook or there's some YouTube. Talk a little bit about some of the social media interactions that people can have.
Yeah, I mean, I do speaking gigs around. I'd love to see you at any of those chamber things and other stuff. Certainly Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, look for Grounded Vision. I'm on LinkedIn, Nikki Tobias. You can check out the website, groundedvision.net. You can email me at Nikki, NIKKI@groundedvision.net.
Nikki, Dr. Nikki Tobias, Grounded Vision. We appreciate you being with us.
Thank you, guys.
Stephen, she'll get with you after the show about your issues. But in the meantime, you've got something else to tell us.
And you know
what
I love about that? We're going to get to dig into my issues while we're enjoying some great Tex-Mex. I can't wait for the third interview to find out what else we're going to get.
I may get my food to go. I don't know if I want to hang around your issues. But anyway.
Yeah, you have things to do tonight, right?
That's right.
All right. Before we get to our last interview, I just want to remind everybody that we are broadcasting live from the Roswell of Infinity Studios. And Roswell Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service, and they are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter.
Thank you, Stephen. Our third and final guest is Gary Robinson, and Gary is with Panel Systems Unlimited. Gary, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. So tell us a little bit about Panel Systems Unlimited. What is it you do?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for letting me follow the delicious Tex-Mex food and deep dish issues with the doctor. Now we got to talk about furniture. Our motto is furniture's fun. So we're going to make this fun.
There you go.
Anyway, what we do is we're a full service office furniture dealer, which means we help a lot of different types of companies, small, medium, and large, with their office furniture needs. We do a space plan design, lay out the furniture. We try to give them the best solution possible by selling them workstations, cubicles, private office furniture, conference room, break room, training, pretty much A to Z in the office space.
Now, I know you do new, remanufactured, pre-owned. Talk a little bit about the differences there. I'm sure there's obviously a cost difference, but I'm sure you make different recommendations depending on the client.
Exactly. Well, what we do is when you're dealing with a typical 6x6 workstation in an A-grade manufacturer, there's different price ranges. For brand new furniture, you're looking at anywhere from $1,600 to $3,200 per station. In a remanufactured workstation, you're looking at $1,300 to $2,500 per station. And of course, with a pre-owned workstation, you're looking at $800 to $1,600 per station. So there's quite a big difference there.
Is the difference between I think I know what new means, but is the difference between pre-owned and remanufactured that pre-owned, you don't have to do much other than kind of clean it up, but remanufactured, you're actually putting it back together break that down a little bit more for me.
Exactly. Obviously, new is new, brand new from the manufacturer. Remanufactured is where they take a panel, for example, in a workstation, strip it down, put new fabric on it, put new electrical in the base, paint the metal, and put new components in the workstation. That's remanufactured as compared to pre-owned, which is what it says is it's used. And, perfect. You know, they may touch it up, clean the fabric and dust it off and touch it up here and there, but it's basically as is.
Nice. So what kind of brands do you guys carry? And I guess there's some different price levels. You talked about different price levels. You know, talk about what brands you guys carry.
Well, we carry a lot of different brands of furniture. We actually represent over 200 manufacturers. In the pre-owned world, in our warehouse, we house over 700 workstations, ranging from the A-grade manufacturers from Herman Miller, Steelcase, Hayworth, Knoll, Trenway, Technion, to name a few.
Now, I don't know about Steven, but I'm really not interested in installing my own product here. So do you assume you deliver and install?
Absolutely. We have a professional delivery and installation staff. I talk about this a lot because we can sell furniture all day long on the front end, but if we don't install it correctly, it can go south pretty quickly. So we take pride in our installation company, and they do a bang up job, and they can think on their feet. And of course, you know, furniture, there's always issues. There's punch items that come across, but our guys handle it pretty well. The thing about what we do is we offer a limited lifetime warranty on our product.
Okay. So can you explain? I mean, okay. Well, I was going to ask. So John said, I don't know about Steven. I love the way he said that. Thank you.
Well, I was giving you the benefit of the doubt.
Well, so let me be that guy. I can put it in myself. Is there a price difference if I do my own installation? Yeah. And I guess what I'm asking is what's the installation, there's a cost to it as well.
Absolutely. We do give our customers that choice. I mean, it depends on the type of furniture it is. If it's workstations, cubicles, space planning, you probably want to let us do that. It's more technical. Yeah. If you're buying a desk and a chair, you know, it's pretty simple. You can do that. We'll deliver it and you can install it.
So talk a little bit more then about the, because you kind of piqued my interest and distracted me from what I thought was a good question. So I'm going to ask a better question because you brought it up. Limited lifetime warranty. Talk about that. What's good about that? Is there cost to it? Just kind of break that down for us.
Well, we take pride in what we do, and we say what we're going to do and do it. There's not many companies out there that will give you a lifetime warranty on their product, especially if it's pre-owned and used. That's pretty much unheard of in our industry. But basically, we want to retain customers and do the right thing. So we just tell them we'll take care of it. If something goes wrong with their workstation, whether it's an electrical issue or a panel, we'll go out and take care of it for free.
And workstation furniture is one of those things that when you buy it, you really want to get a lot of use out of it. I mean, you're planning on keeping it. I mean, so that's fantastic. That's worth whatever they're paying for it.
Absolutely.
You started the interview by kind of talking about space planning, and I think John might have mentioned it too. How important is that? And what do you guys bring to the table that business owners aren't thinking about when they're getting ready to do a major remodel or move to a new space?
Well, it's always a stressful time when a company moves. Usually a person's put in charge of the project and they're dealing with their task at hand, plus the operation of moving a company and dealing with the furniture. So we do provide space planning. We always provide our customers with a 3D CAD drawing, kind of gives them an idea what it's going to look like in the space before they purchase it. So it makes them comfortable. And of course, this is a free service that we do not charge for. So we just want our customers to feel comfortable with us and know what they're getting.
We're speaking with Gary Robinson, and Gary is with Panel Systems Unlimited. So Gary, you're obviously here in Metro Atlanta, but do you sell and ship beyond Metro Atlanta?
I'm glad you asked that. Yes, we do. That's a big part of our business. We do ship outside of Atlanta. We ship all across the country. We align ourselves with numerous professional installation companies across the United States, and they have very good reputations. So it's just like installing the furniture in our backyard.
So, and as we've been talking, I think most people are getting a picture in their mind of the office space, the cubicle. I mean, you kind of talked about that. Is there anything outside of the standard office that you guys would say, no, that we can help with? I'm thinking of manufacturing, warehouses. I mean, what are some outside the box stuff that you guys work with?
Well, a lot of the stuff we do is ergonomics. We deal with keyboard trays, footrests, sit-to-stand desks. You know, the big craze now is ergonomics and back trouble, carpal tunnel syndrome, all that good stuff. So we have those types of pieces of furniture that we deal with. We kind of call them accessories.
Okay. So then let me ask this question. I'm the business owner. I'm planning to move, and I'm gonna get some new stuff, and I got all this old stuff. I got a good life out of my old cubicles, but can you help me with that? Talk about whether you guys buy any of the used cubicles left behind.
Absolutely. That's one of our bread and butters. We do, we're always looking to buy back pre-owned cubicles. We're looking for clean, fresh furniture that's in good shape. Obviously, the companies that are in this situation are companies that are moving, reconfiguring their space, or consolidating different locations.
And they don't have to be doing a move with you in order to sell used?
No, absolutely not. Okay.
So Gary, talk about the businesses that you work with, the size businesses that you work with, for those that are out there listening that might be interested.
Well, we actually work with small, medium, and large companies. It just depends on their situation, their project. With a small company, it could be a startup company with a couple of offices, very small, but you know, you never know. We don't shy away from small business because you never know 6 months from now to a year, they're going to grow and they're going to need new furniture. So I do a lot of setup offices in private homes as well.
I'm wondering if it's, is it one of those areas where the typical small, okay, so let's talk about a small business owner just kind of starting out and they get their first couple of employees. I would imagine you come across the, they don't think about how important some of this stuff is. I just need a desk. It can quickly become, no, you need to think this through. I mean, is that, are you educating people?
Absolutely. One thing I always tell customers is that the most important piece of furniture they can purchase for their employees, it's not their desk, but their chair. They sit in these chairs 4 to 5, 6, 7 hours a day. So a good ergonomic sound chair is very important, not a fancy desk.
You know, we need to talk to Mike about these chairs we've got, right, Stephen?
I tell you what, I know they were not provided by Panel Systems Unlimited.
We're going to get an extra, business so card from Gary and give to Mike.
So what Gary has done, he has finished this beautiful picture because I'm imagining a wonderful, comfortable chair with a hubcap full of queso while I go through my problems with Dr. Tobias. This is a great show.
The visual on that, I'm still trying to get my head around. But anyway,
Before everybody leaves, quickly, make sure he gets to give his
that's
information.
That's right. Let's let Gary give his contact information for those that are interested in being in touch, Gary.
All right. You can reach me directly at my office number at 770-908-1083, or my email address is grrobinson@panelsystemsunlimited.com.
Gary Robinson from Panel Systems Unlimited, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
And to all our guests, Joel Docking with Chewy's Tex-Mex, multiple locations around Metro Atlanta, but particularly in Alpharetta, Dr. Nikki Tobias, Grounded Vision, and Gary Robinson from Panel Systems Unlimited.
John, I just want to thank you so much for having me back on the show. I'm sure and positive this is my last time because I gave you a great visual of me eating Tex-Mex out of it, or Julian.
Yeah, well, one thing we're going to have to do is carefully select our guests next time when you're here, right?
You pick great ones. This was awesome.
This has been a great show, and it's always great to have you here. But we want to remind everyone to follow us on our social media. So North Fulton Business Radio X, whether that's on Twitter or Facebook or all the other social media channels that we're on, please follow us, join us there in that conversation. And if you're so inclined, get on iTunes and give us a recommendation.
That'd be great. Rate the show.
They may not want to after this show, but...
Well, again, that's why I'm not going to come back, because people will make comments and you will never have me back on again.
That's true.
Yeah, I apologize.
But we'll do the best we can with that, right?
The guests were great. Me, not so much.
We're moving onward and upward, right?
I'm not thinking about my past. I'm looking forward to my tomorrows. I believe someone told me that today.
There you go. I heard that too. So for all our guests and for Stephen Julian and our producer, Trey, who's patiently dealing with all that, I'm John Ray. Thanks again for joining us on North Fulton Business Radio.